Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't we just take turns introducing yourself? So let's start with the festival director. Talk about, give us your name and what the high school competition is.
Hi, yes, this is Deirdre Evans-Pritchard, and I'm the executive director of the DC Independent Film Festival, based here in Washington, DC for many years. And just over a decade ago, we realized that there was incredible work coming out of high schools and dedicated young people who were interested in film, but not really a great venue to put it in. And so we started including them in our high school, in our own main festival. And then we realized it was growing bigger. The films were getting more and more interesting, higher and higher in quality. And so we started a standalone high school film festival, which for the first time this year has moved into 2 days.
Wow. And so how long has it been its own standalone thing on its own weekend?
It started actually online during COVID.
Okay, cool.
And then it moved into, being in person.
Awesome. So all right, it's going to be February 17th and the 18th. And where will it be held?
So the first day is on Miracle Cinema, which is on Capitol Hill.
Barracks Row.
And so easy, 8th Street, easy to find, nice big old Victorian theater, still working. And the second day is at Angelica Pop-Up at Union Market.
In Northeast. Oh, awesome. So that two great spots. And that's going to be really exciting for, student filmmakers to get to watch their movies play in those cool venues. That's awesome. All right. Well, let's bring in some of the filmmakers. Why don't we start with Sakaya Nicholas. Sakaya, welcome.
Hello. Hey. I'm Sakaya Nicholas.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us what school you go to and the name of your film?
So I go to Ogden Hill High School. I'm a senior, and I am actually one of the hosts for the festival. So I did not submit a film. Me and the other two hosts in here, John and Maddie, we basically are helping coordinate the festival and connect with the high schoolers who did submit their films and stuff.
Okay, so none of you three have films in this festival.
Oh, I do. I have one.
John does. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I can ask Sakaya and Maddie, I should ask you two about, curating the lineup and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right, so Sakaya, real quick, did you say Oxon Hill High School?
Yes.
Okay, and Maddie Waldman, what high school are you from?
I go to Duke Ellington School of the Arts.
Okay. All right. So how did you, John, we'll get to you in a second because I want to ask about, as one of the filmmakers, but Maddie and Sakaya, how many submissions do you get for this? Or I guess I don't even know if they submit to you or if you sort of go out and try to find them yourself, you know what I mean? But yeah, just give us a sense of how that process works. Like how are these high school films selected?
So we get submissions this year. I believe we got around 150, over that probably. We get them through a website called Film Freeway.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to review each and every film, and we have some type of criteria that we use to narrow down which films we can put in the festival, because we can only put around 15 to 20 festivals in the final cut. So
yeah, and Film Freeway is sort of like there used to be a website called Without a Box, or screenwriters have Coverfly. It's like a submission thing, and they can put their whole video up there, right? And you can watch them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what are some of the criteria, Maddie or Sakaya, whoever wants to answer? But yeah, what is some of the criteria that you're looking for? What makes a good high school film?
So we really wanted to put more emphasis on story quality than production quality. We wanted to spotlight people who had a good story, even if they did not have really good production quality resources to work with. So we definitely value story quality over production quality a little bit, but production quality definitely is a plus as well. So we basically just want to make sure that the films have an engaging storyline. If it's something like a documentary, then is it an engaging topic? Does it get across the point that it's trying to get across? Cinematography, are the visuals engaging? Stuff like that.
Awesome. And Sakaya and Maddie, what would you say are, you know, what are your qualifications to judge them? You know, like, are you filmmakers yourself?
Yeah, both of us are filmmakers. To judge the films, honestly, like Sakaya said, it's really all about the story. We just want to see, you know, we get a lot of different genres of films. We get some animated, some documentary, some short narrative films. So it is hard to find what we think tells the best story because each of these films kind of tells their stories in different ways. But really, like, we just kind of narrow it down to, you know, plot points. We just look and see which is the strongest.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's bring in one of the filmmakers that you selected, John Monaco. Welcome. Tell us what high school you go to and the name of your film.
Oh, I'm a junior with Maddie. We're both in the same department. We're both in the cinematic arts department at Duke Ellington.
Oh, great. And what's your film's name?
Oh, my film's, it's a documentary called Black Care.
Black Care. Okay. And so tell me what it's about. Like, what is the documentary about?
So there's this local Black barbershop in my community called Smitty's Barbershop. And so the documentary follows like Herman Smitty Smith. He's the owner and he's been the owner for over 50 years. And so the documentary captures what it means to like the community, the Falls Church community and the customers.
So you said the barbershop is located in Falls Church, Virginia?
Yep.
Okay, great. So you live in Falls Church and you go to school at Duke Ellington in D.C. So you
travel I'm out
to
of state
every day. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. It's all the DMV. It all counts.
Yeah.
Great. So you said you actually interviewed Smitty?
Yeah, I got a voiceover interview from him.
Okay,
and
great.
Everything else was all visuals.
Okay, just great.
Yeah.
Did you interview any of the you know, the guests, the customers getting their haircut?
No, but I got a lot of really good shots of them though.
Okay.
So close-ups, mediums, you know.
Awesome. I'm sure in a barbershop there's usually mirrors there, so that
create
some cool. Did you go for some, you know, double reflections and that kind of cool compositions?
Yeah, I tried that, but I just didn't want to get my reflection in the shot.
Yeah, probably a challenge too. So you're not, you know, you don't see the camera.
Mm-hmm.
What did you shoot on? What is it like? Are we talking like a DSLR or like
iPhone?
Oh yeah,
it's a Canon R5C.
Say again. I'm sorry.
It's called a Canon R5C. It's a DSLR.
DSLR. Okay, cool. And like a tripod, or are you doing any like, you know, cool dollies or anything?
Yeah, I just had a camera and a tripod.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Well, how excited were you when you tell me like how you heard about it and decided to submit, and then how excited you are when you heard you got picked.
Well, I'm also one of the coordinators too.
Okay.
And so I was able to send a couple of my films to Deirdre, and she made the final cut on if my film made it or not.
I got you. Okay.
When I found out, I was like really over the moon. I was really excited.
That's cool. Yeah. And what's it going to be like sitting there in either Miracle Theater or the Angelica pop-up and seeing your movie on a big screen with audience eating popcorn, watching it? That's going to be so cool.
Oh yeah. I can't even imagine. I'm inviting like everybody from the barbershop, and it'll be great for everybody to see it.
Awesome. No razors and scissors allowed, but you can bring popcorn.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great. Well, Maddie or Sakaya, do you want to highlight, any other movies? I mean, I have a good example from John describing his film, but, is there another film that, you know, I don't want to say favorites because you're not going to play favorites, but, you know, just one that comes to mind randomly.
Sure. There's one film that I can think of off the top of my head. It's called Through Fire, I believe, from one of our filmmakers who's in his first year of college. It's a great documentary that follows three teenagers. It's about a short documentary, about 5 minutes. It follows three teenagers who struggle with addiction and their mental health. One teenager is a teenage girl struggling with an eating disorder. Another one is struggling with, I believe, substance abuse. And then I forget the third teenager, I believe, may also be substance abuse. And it's just a very touching picture of the lives of these three kids who are so young but are struggling with these incredibly heavy issues.
Oh, wow, that sounds powerful. And that was Maddie speaking, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to tell sometimes, but I think I got your voices down now. All right. And then Sakaya, do you want to give me an example too? Similarly, like, is there a film that you can think of, either a documentary or a fiction film that really stood out to you this year?
Yes. A film that really stood out to me was Dean's List, which was directed by Kennedy Reed. I thought it had a really interesting story. So it basically follows this student who gets into this really prestigious school, and this school has this whole ranking system, and basically all the students are competing with each other to get up this ranking system. But this new student, she basically figures out that like something is wrong with the school and stuff. And I'm not going to go into too much detail because spoilers, but it just ends up being a really interesting story. It's really well made. The acting is super good. I really enjoyed watching that one.
Oh, that's cool. It's called Dean's List?
Yes.
And what high school is that filmmaker from?
Do you know? I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Well, I can look it up and maybe Deidre can email me the answer or something. And then, and real quick, Maddie, I don't know if you said, what the film that you mentioned, do you remember what high school that filmmaker was from?
He is in college now. I have to check. Okay. Somewhere in California.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he goes to Chapman.
Okay. Hey, Deidre, could you email me the answers to that after we get off here?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds really cool. Deidre, do you have any others? Could you give an example like that? I mean, just for a fourth one, I'm going to do two radio pieces. So if I have two individual examples, then I think I could have two in each piece.
Yeah. So for me, I'm having watched the films over the last few years, because once our excellent high school coordinators have done all the reviewing, I look at the final ones and make any final cuts that I have to make for the sake of time. And the thing that stuck out to me is that about 4 or 5 years ago, there was almost nobody doing animation. And now they are making extraordinarily good animation. I mean, really impressive. And we have several of those this year, which is very creative. And I notice it because there are different skills required for filmmaking. Filmmaking in a group is one thing. For a fiction film, you have to work together.
Yeah.
But to do an animation, you have to have incredible patience. So I'm so impressed by what has been produced on the animation front. And I just go, these young people are really, really showing they can do it.
That is so cool. Well, we'll do our best to get the word out. So everyone comes, checks it out. The high school competition from February 17th to the 18th. Let's final seconds. I want to end on a really, fun note. I want to know like what movies the three of you as high schoolers, I'm always interested, you know, what your favorite movies are either ever or right now, you know, a new one maybe you saw. And I know that's almost impossible. So don't feel like you're locked into it. but just what comes to mind as a movie you really like, John, Monica, what's do you have like a favorite movie at the moment?
Ooh, at the moment, I'd have to say,
or ever. I'm just going to say,
ever.
Right now, that comes to mind. You're not locked into it forever. Even tomorrow, I'm sure you'll think of 10 more. But you know, what's one that just pops in your mind?
anything by like either Tyler Perry or Spike Lee. I love Do the Right Thing, and I love all the Madea movies too.
Okay, awesome. All right, Maddie, how about you?
I would have to say anything. I love Greta Gerwig. Anything from her. Probably my favorite film from her is Lady Bird, A24 film. I love that.
Oh, Lady Bird. Lady Bird was great. The second that she just bails out of the car with her mom in the beginning, I love it. And then Little Women and, of course, Barbie. And she's just a phenomenon now. I'm glad she's getting her due. And then Sakaya, how about you? Do you have a favorite movie or genre or, you know, filmmaker or anything?
Well, the first movie that came to mind was Nope by Jordan Peele. I don't even really like horror movies that much, but that specific movie I really, really enjoyed.
Nope was so unique. It was a great movie. And I Get Out blew my mind. There's so many layers. If you go back and watch, you could watch that, you know, 50 times and find new symbolic stuff. And he's incredible. Awesome. Well, great picks, everybody. Thanks again for doing this, and we'll spread the word and have people come out to the competition.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great, thanks.
All right, thanks so much.